Author of the Week, with Jessica Burtis, Alex Lefchuk, and of course, another sensationally talented purveyor of perfect prose.
But who's the author?
Let's find out.
Time, we've often said, is just an illusion. So is Einstein. In fact, we cited a classic Einstein quote when we welcomed our next guest to the program, which, of course, is back on the 28th of May, 2021. Before then, of course, he'd made his debut the year. Prior to that, on the 19th of March, 2020, we are, of course, referring to the awesomely talented author, extraordinaire, and general paranormal experienced soul in so many wonderful ways. That would be the fabulous Dr. Bruce Olaf Solheim. How are you, Bruce? Welcome to the Midweek Drive. Welcome back to the Midweek Drive.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You're very kind, Alex, and it's great to be talking to you there in the UK.
Well, we're also delighted to welcome not one, but two fabulous souls, one who's actually collaborated with your good self in the latest text, and one, of course, who was with you. Basically, she was in the studio when you made your debut on the Midweek Drive 2 years ago, of course. That's Jessica Burtis from North Carolina. Welcome, Jessica. Okay. How are you keeping?
Thank you. I'm doing pretty well. Hello.
Hello.
And it's always great to connect with that. And hopefully coming up very shortly, because we hear from our magical sort of system here that Julia Kazanowska, is it Kazanowska or Kazanowska, will be with
Kazanowska.
Us shortly. Yeah. Kazanowska. She will be with us shortly from Krakow in Poland. And indeed, we'll explain what she's been doing with Dr. Bruce Solheim and your latest creation. Bruce, let's turn to your good self initially, and let's talk, I was going to say Ms. Jekyll. No, of course, it's Dr. Jekyll from this perspective. And indeed, this is the classic line of a whole new generation of Dr. Jekyll, alien hunter.
Yes.
Share with us, what's it all about?
Well, it's an all ages comic book, and it's unique in that I believe it's the only comic book that features a woman of color who is not a superhero, and is the lead character. So she's her father is European, and her mother is from Jamaica, and she's an academic. So she doesn't have any superpowers, although she's super smart and very intuitive, but she picks up her father's line of business, which is to be investigating aliens as an anthropologist, which puts her in the crosshairs of some of the more conservative members of her department. So there's a lot of tension there, because her father was actually lost his job because of his interest in aliens. So she's kind of risking the same. And then this is a spinoff, actually, of the Snark comic books that we've been doing.
Well, I can see a number of sort of key things with respect to that. And of course, there's also exciting news, because always pleased when I can sort of tap back to my own sort of Polish background with my father, obviously Alex Lefchuk, to actually go over to Krakow and actually welcome the illustrator for this whole series. That, of course, is Julia Kazanowska. How are you, Julia?
Hello, I'm good. I actually just got here because I had a connection issue. So,
Julia, you're here. That's the important, most important thing. Welcome to the Midweek Drive. And Jessica and myself will look after you. So first of all, congratulations on this fantastic illustrative aspect. We're going to talk more about that later. But Jessica, I'm going to turn to your good self, because I'm finding this particular line quite intriguing, really, given that actually I know what my colleagues at the University of Lincoln would actually say if I started doing some alien hunting in my spare time. It's not going to happen.
Can you hear me? Sorry, my connection
was a little funny for a second. Yes, Jessica, don't worry. We can hear you. It's all coming good. What questions do you have for Dr. Solheim, or indeed Julia? Go for it.
Yeah, so I'd actually love to know how you both met for this collaboration. Were you seeking out an artist for this comic, or did you happen to know each other before?
Well, it's really it's kind of a miracle, actually. You know, Gary Dumm, who's been illustrating comics since the 70s, has been doing my Snark comics, but he was not available to do Dr. Jekyll, and I try to publish a comic every year, because that's all I can really, you know, muster the strength for and time. And I was looking on Instagram just by chance, and I saw Julia's artwork, And I looked at it and it hit me like a bolt of lightning. Oh my gosh, Gary's not available, but Julia fits even more perfectly for this character. And then we connected through Instagram, and that's how it started. So maybe Julia can pick it up from there.
Perfect cue, Julia, yeah, Polish artist in Krakow, share with us.
So I was actually pretty surprised when Bruce texted me on Instagram. I didn't expect it to get a job offer just from posting my art on Instagram, but I was really happy because I really like comics. I've always been thinking about illustrating comics one day, so I agreed to first talk to Bruce more. We talked through Skype, and then I agreed to illustrate for him.
And we've never looked back, which is very important. actually, I'll stick with you, Julie, for a moment. What was it about comics in general that appeals to you? I know you. We talk about comics because we can call them sequential storytelling. We can call them graphic narratives. We can talk superheroes and all sorts of things with it. What was it that kind of first drew you to actually study digital art?
I've been reading comics since I was a little kid. So, and I also liked to draw since I was little. So since I picked my first comic, I kind of fell in love with it, and I started to draw things from this comic that got me to love that even more. And I guess that from that moment, I wanted to be a comic artist one day. I really like stories in general. I feel like I like art that has some deeper story to it, much more than just a single illustration. So I also really enjoy animated movies, but comics were always much closer to me since I've liked them for almost my entire life.
Well, it's certainly, I think one day we're going to have to do the comic book version of Bruce Olaf Solheim, your story of basically being born in Seattle, Washington, the first person in the family to go to college, 6 years in the US Army, and all of the other aspects we talked about, Fulbright professor and scholar in 2003 at the University of Tromso, and so on. And timeless deja vu clearly need to be written. Tell us about Snark, Bruce, because Snark is something I must admit I wasn't necessarily familiar with. Snark, the animated series, of course, which has come out this very month in this very year, the year of three twos. So share with us what Snark is actually about, and being an alien hybrid character, how does he actually relate to the rest of the planet?
Yeah, Snark is a character that I came up with in 1982. That I published and I illustrated, wrote and published in a school newspaper. I was going to engineering school at Montana Tech in Butte, Montana. And I wasn't doing well in school, but I published this comic strip called Snark. And it was very successful, but then I dropped out of school. So 37 years later, I brought the character back, changed the last letter to C instead of K. And got Gary Dumm from Cleveland to illustrate it. And it's the story of an alien hybrid who he's part reptilian, part human, comes to the Earth with a mission to prepare us for colonization. But because he's part human, he realizes, I think I want to save the humans and save my home planet. But how is he going to do both? Because it's a big conflict. And so he meets a lot of people and has fun adventures. He's got a comic sidekick, or I call him a side stick because he's actually a stick. Although he calls himself the Cosmic Staff, he's got a very big ego. And he's kind of the comic relief. So from that, then we've done two of those. And from those, that's where Dr. Jekyll emerged. She was a character in one of the stories. And I loved the character so much, I said she should have her own comic book. So that's kind of how the two are fitted together. Although Dr. Jekyll, Alien Hunter is a prequel to Snark One. So we're going back in time, and then they'll catch up and have adventures together.
It's a whole Bruce Olef universe, basically, that we've got here. Now, just to confirm, I know this is radio, but at the same time, is the Snark, the logo at the back that I've actually put there, is that the Snark that's connected with your own Snark, or is that a completely different Snark?
No, that's it. And it's now an animated series. And I think the third episode drops tomorrow morning, well, L.A. time. So that'd be later in the afternoon tomorrow on YouTube Live. And each segment's about 5 to 7 minutes long. So it's a very short little segments of an animated series based on the art. And I've talked to Julia about I'd like to do an animated series for Dr. Jekyll, too. And I've already talked to her about doing Dr. Jekyll number two. So and I've actually sent her a story for Dr. Jekyll number two. So I'm trying to reel her in to do more. And I think she'll do it. I'm pretty sure she'll
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, these negotiations. And listen, I can say from my own background, Polish folk can be very tough negotiators. And what's going to happen on this basis, it's very important. But hopefully Julia will be there. Because again, your artwork is absolutely fantastic. Julia, yes. What did you kind of make of the description of Dr. Jekyll, Alien Hunter, when you first encountered the tale and the narrative yourself? I mean, this line about how she effectively is the an investigator of Alien Hunter. We've already heard about the whole thing. Share with us, what were your thoughts, please, Julia?
Well, I guess that what I like the most about her character is how she kind of doesn't give up on her quest. She knows what she wants, and she's never really doubted herself or her dad, and even if other people were, and even if she needed rest, maybe at the end of the comic, that doesn't mean she still was after her goal, and she never considered giving up.
Well, as we said, Dr. Henna Jekyll follows in her father's footsteps as a professor and academic researcher focused on extraterrestrials. Her adventures in search of aliens take her to exotic locations and around the world, where she meets many unique characters. She has no superpowers, but she is super smart and tenacious. She is helped by a mysterious amulet she received from her father and her intuitive cat, Stanley. A comic book for all ages, and probably all the ages as well. But I have to ask the question, Bruce. Henry Jekyll, Henna Jekyll, are we echoing Robert Louis Stevenson here in terms of the strange case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Well, that is in my mind as part of it. And actually, her mother's name is Henrietta. So there's a lot of there's a comedic line in there from the Cosmic Staff where he's referring to that story, that older story. And he says something like, are we going to get to meet Mr. Hyde? And she says to the Cosmic Staff, wait and see. So there's a little bit of that. But actually, to give your listeners some real deep type information, if you do an anagram of J. Allen Hynek, who is the original Blue Book researcher scientist, the anagram of that is Henna Jekyll. So I love doing Easter eggs like that.
Exactly. Project Blue Book, extraterrestrials. The yes. Channel is around quite happily. Jessica, questions for Bruce or indeed Julia. Go.
Yeah. So first, Bruce, I'd like to come to you and ask. So you say that you've lived a paranormal life in your bio. And I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. Since age 4 or 5, I've had paranormal experiences, like angelic experiences, unfortunately, demonic stuff too, telepathy, telekinesis. I've had alien type contact. you name it, I've had those experiences. And I think it partly because my mother was very psychic and her mother was very psychic. So I think it got passed down that way. And it was really only in 2016 that I decided to be public about it. Because as you might imagine, as an academic, kind of like Dr. Jekyll, you know, in the story, it kind of mimics my story in that I was afraid for a while to mention this stuff because you would never mention it in a job interview. Like, what are your other skills? Well, I can talk to dead people. Well, that's not going to fly in a job interview. And I worked at Boeing as a defense contractor. I was in the Army. That's not a place to admit that, you know, you see ghosts and, you know, talk to aliens and stuff. So I kept it hidden until 2016. And so now I manage it better because before I kind of kept it hidden, but it would keep creeping up again and again. And yeah, I've had lots of adventures, most of them good, some, you know, kind of more negative, but I've learned to manage my psychic connection a little bit better.
And have any of your experiences made it into the comic?
Yes, everything's autobiographical as a writer. You know, most writers will admit that hopefully they admit it. And a dear friend of mine who passed away last year always told me, a guy named David Wilson, he said that fiction is more true than nonfiction. So I put a lot of stuff in there that's happened to me, you know, and that adds to the storyline. It's so much fun. It's kind of like therapy in a way.
And Julia, do you believe in aliens?
I mean, I'm not really that into about alien stories. I mean, I'm into them in fiction, but I haven't really heard that many stories about aliens in real life. But I mean, I don't deny it. I believe that, well, space is infinite, so there probably is life somewhere there. So yeah, I think it's pretty possible.
Julia, you're based obviously in Poland, in Krakow. I mean, Poland, as I know, is a wealth of history, a wealth of challenges, of course, sandwiched between Germany, Prussia, and of course, Russia as well. Let's be a little bit more prosaic at this particular moment in time. You're doing the country is doing some extraordinary work in terms of looking after the Ukraine population and the Ukraine crisis and so on. As a young artist working there in Poland, clearly it's going to have an effect on you for your good self. But what are your thoughts on the conflict? Because I mean, from somebody based in England, and I can only speak about obviously our colleagues in America, North Carolina, and so on. It just seems phenomenal what you actually are doing. But at the same time, you must be asking the question, why is this happening in the 21st century when we're supposed to be civilized human beings?
Yes, I guess I'm mostly really sad about what's happening right now. I mean, this shouldn't be, like you said, happening in this century, or it shouldn't be happening in any century, actually. But yeah, I'm really, I just can't express how heartbroken, how sad I am about all these people. I'm happy, really, that my country helps everyone. I mean, everyone who came to Poland, but there's a lot of people who weren't able to do that. And I'm just really sad. I can't imagine what is happening to these people in Ukraine right now.
And the reason I kind of touched on that, Bruce, is because clearly, one of the functions of literature, one of the functions of art, combine them both together in what we're doing with this particular comic book form, etc., is actually to act partly as therapy. It's also act as a way in which we can sort out our demons and so on. I mean, from your own perspective, Bruce, do you think that this is the human race? We're never going to learn, or is it just a case of actually, you know, there are signs of optimism? What are your thoughts?
Well, although it's a very dark period right now, and we've had just as dark or maybe darker ones in the past, I have optimism about our future. And part of that comes from my spiritual connections through, you know, the spirit world and the quantum world, which I think are all really the same thing. And what I'm being told is that we are heading into an era of reconversion where we're going to combine our scientific knowledge with the wisdom of the ancient people who are connected to the earth and the universe in a much more intimate way, much more organic way. We're going to combine those two and take a leap of consciousness where we will be beyond what we're doing now. What will be in a more peaceful realm where we won't need to conduct these wars and all these terrible things that we're doing to each other. Once we realize how connected we all are, and transcend that. So that it's an evolutionary leap. I call it a leap of consciousness. And that's why I think it's so important to explore the paranormal, because it connects us to our next higher level that we're going to need to be at to preserve who we are. So I have optimism, but I realize there's going to be some dark days until we get to that, the light, you know, the lighter period. And I think comics in their own way, you can do anything with words and pictures. And I think that we're doing our part. You know, this story is really, there's a lot of love behind it. You know, Dr. Jekyll is a very loving person. She aspires, she does things that I aspire to, like she's a vegetarian. I'm not. I've tried and I will keep trying, but you know, and you know, there's, and her connection to her cat Stanley, whose full name is actually Dr. Stanley Livingston. So there's another literary reference there. But so I think that through the comic books, I can express really who I would really like to be and how I'd like the world to be. And you know, and it's realistic because she faces some pretty dark challenges as well, as does Snart. But underneath that is a really good heart, loving heart that I think pretty much everybody has, with the exception of, you know, mass murderers and stuff. If we just, as Lincoln said, you know, to borrow the name of the school there, as Lincoln said, you know, we got to appeal to the better angels of our nature.
Yeah, and that's Abraham Lincoln, not Lincoln, Nebraska, or indeed, yeah, exactly, Lincoln, England. Very important.
Yeah.
clearly, my own pet theory that was basically, it was just Vladimir Putin was upset because the Ukraine were going to win the Eurovision Song Contest. That's by the by. Anyway, it's done now. It's gone. And we've seen the Ukraine actually have won the Eurovision Song Contest. I've got to ask a question. Julia, did you watch Eurovision? Was that something that actually floats your boat? Because in Britain, it's very popular.
Honestly, I didn't watch it, but I've obviously heard everywhere how it ended and who won. But yeah, I don't really watch television that much. But I think it is popular in Poland as well, because I've heard about it all everywhere in the internet from my friends and in the radio, but I personally didn't watch it.
Just got to say, Julia, we've got to stick together as Europeans. I mean, these Americans in the new country, they don't understand what's going on. Eurovision, what's that? It's crazy. Let's move slightly more back to the process, and indeed the process of collaboration, because there are a number of ways in which I've seen comic book writers and comic book artists work together. There's the notion of the writer gives a rough outline to the artist produces stuff, and it goes back and forth. Just talk us through how you actually did this, Bruce. Did you email stuff over to Julia? Did she look at it, shake her head and say, well, I'll try and do something with this? Or, you know, what was the sort of route forward?
Well, I'll start with this. You know, I'm a frustrated comic book artist who doesn't have enough talent to actually publish something of with my standards that I would have for myself. So I seek out people like Julia and Gary Dumm, who are very, very good. I mean, excellent. And I do want to mention that Julia is a very young person. I can only imagine in 20, 30 years, what, you know, I won't be able to afford her at that point, you know, but right now, you know, she's just starting out, but she's so advanced in her skills. But, you know, the idea is that I give a storyboard, a roughed out storyboard with some illustrations, some photographs, things like that. And I email it to her with the narration and the dialogue. And then she creates a beautiful, you know, sequential art out of it. she has that sense, that natural sense of how it should flow. And so she'll make the changes that need to be made. We work very well together. I think it's really cool that, you know, she's, I think you're, are you still 19, Julia, or are you 20 now?
No, I'm 20 now.
She's 20 and I'm 63. So we're pretty big age difference, but we think along the same lines for this character. We're working very well together. And I think bringing both of our perspectives and strengths together to make this a pretty cool project that I think a lot of people are going to enjoy.
Even more startling, of course, Julia, is the fact that Jessica is no longer officially the youngest person on the Zoom link. I'm sorry, Jessica, but you're no longer baby midweek drivette. That is now gone.
Finally time.
Still, never mind. You know, it all happens. And remember, time is just an illusion. So let's progress on that one. We've lost, or sadly, two really tremendous graphic narrative and comic book artists have passed over the last few months, Neil Adams being one of them, George Perez being the other. I'm not sure, Julia, whether you are familiar with either George Perez's work or Neil Adams, but I think it's fair to say, and Bruce might well endorse this, they were leaders in their field when it came to actually developing not just the popular superhero comic and so on, the Batmans, the Teen Titans and so on, but they really did manage to capture a spirit of the time, really. Which I think was worked. Did they cross over? And indeed, is there much of an American comic book influence that actually crosses over to Krakow? Or is it, are you influenced by manga or anime? What are your own influences in terms of artists and so on?
Actually, my interest in comics started from manga and anime. And only recently, I actually started reading any comics from other countries, both American and European. And I still didn't read many because recently, well, I don't really have time to read that much of anything. But yeah, I like both. I've read more manga than other comics. But I feel like in Poland, in general, these both American, European, and Japanese comics are equally strong. We have Comic Con in Poland, I believe. We have also anime manga conventions. So, yeah.
Was going to be my next question, Julia, in terms of Comic Cons and Adventures. Have you attended Comic Cons? When will you be booked to do one? Will you be coming over to do international Comic Cons and people will be asking to sign their T-shirts and so on?
I never attended a Comic Con. I wanted, but I feel like I was planning to do it around the time when pandemic started and it didn't take place, or I just didn't go, I don't remember that well, but I was on some manga conventions, and yeah, it's really nice atmosphere in my opinion. I really like it there, and yeah, I like to go to more conventions in the future, maybe someday as an author.
Well, it's fair to say that you talked about the pandemic. Actually, Jessica may recall on the 19th of March 2020, that was the time when you were the lead midweek drivette in the studio. Bruce Olaf Solheim made his debut on the whole thing. And of course, you coined the term self-bubble time, which again was your claim to fame. Yeah. Back in the 19th of March 2020, self-bubble time, copyright, trademark, Jessica Burtis.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bruce, music. We haven't really spoken about music in the past, but one of the things we've introduced in terms of these Author of the Week features is what particular music inspires you? Do you have any particular playlists that you always say, I can't do any work on the Timeless trilogy or indeed Snark unless I've listened to at least 3 hours of Barry Manilow, for instance? I don't know why, but you know, anything that you particularly think, yeah, this is what want for me, either artist or genre.
Well, I'm very eclectic. I'm a musician myself, and I'm a songwriter, and I I'm very eclectic in my tastes, everything from, hip hop and rap to classical music to classic rock to progressive jazz, blues, old blues. I love it all. You know, anybody that puts their heart and soul into their musical expression, I admire. And I understand the work that goes into it. So that I see between the notes, you know, what goes into that. So, but it depends on what I'm, you know, what I'm writing. Sometimes classical music is very nice. And I, of course, being of Norwegian extraction, I really like Grieg, you know, Edvard Grieg and Hall of the Mountain King. I mean, how could you not be inspired by that, you know, writing comics or illustrating? So, I love all genres of music. And of course, Motown, you know. And of course, you know, I remember when the Beatles came to America, watching it on the Ed Sullivan Show with my parents and my brother in 1964. And I was, I remember that and the impact it had, and mention it to my schoolmates and my teacher, and how my teacher said that they were devils and not to listen to that kind of music. So of course I had to listen to it based on that reaction.
So it's clearly that Norwegian rebellious nature that's coming across on this side of things here. I'm presuming from that eclectic range, though, even though Hall of the Mountain King is a classic, you wouldn't have any objection to us actually featuring the Kalush Orchestra, Ukraine winners of the Euro 2022 Eurovision Song Contest with Stefania, then. You'd be happy with that?
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent choice.
Stefania, mamo, mamo, Stefania, розквітає поле, а вона сивіє. Заспівай мені, мамо, колискову, хочу ще почути твоє рідне слово.
Вона мене колесала, дала мені ритм, і напевне сило волі не забрати мене, бо дала вона, напевне знала, може більше і від Соломона. Ломаними дорогами прийду я завжди до тебе, вона не розбудить, не будить мене в сині бурі, забере бабулі, звідтулі, ніби вони кулі. Дуже добре знала мене, не була обманута, як було дуже втомлена, гойдала мене так.
Мамо, мамо.
listening to the Midweek Drive Author of the Week. We've got two fabulous souls with us. Well, three, actually, because Jessica Burtis is with us as well. And we've been sharing thoughts about Snark and all sorts of other marvellous things, especially, of course, with the latest co-creation. I think it's fair to say we can use the term co-creation in this particular instance of Dr. Jekyll, Alien Hunter, originated, obviously, in terms of narrative by Dr. Bruce Olive Solheim and illustrated by the fabulously talented 20-year-old, so she's long gone 19, 20-year-old illustrator from Krakow, that's Julia Kazanowska. Julia, same question for yourself as we just put to Bruce. Any particular musical things? I mean, clearly, you haven't got time to actually read comics because you're too busy making things and illustrating things. Any particular music that you use to inspire you?
Like Bruce, I also don't have any particular genre that I like. I can enjoy any genre. And also, I'm not really that good at defining certain songs to genres, but I really like actually music from movies or game soundtracks. But I also like anything, rock, popular music, hip-hop as well. And I believe I listen to rap as well, but I'm not sure because it's sometimes similar to hip-hop, I think.
And it's a whole 21st century debate, Julia. We'll just step aside from that whole thing.
If I listen to some alternative music, then it's even... even harder to define that, but I like many different kinds of music, and I also listen to music when I draw. Sometimes I also pick music depending on the mood of the certain thing that I draw. So yeah.
Well, it sounds as though we're okay to actually go with Britain's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest, Sam Ryder and Spaceman, because it's got a space theme, and I think we'll work on that one, which is nice.
If I was an astronaut, I'd be floating in midair, and a broken heart would just belong to someone else down there. I would be the center of my lonely universe, but I'm only human, and I'm crashing down to Earth. I'd have a bird's eye view. I'd circle around the world and keep on coming back to you. In my floating castle, I'd rub shoulders with the stars, but I'm only human and I'm drifting in the dark. black holes, nothing but space, man. And I wanna go home.
You see, Jessica, I was determined to get Eurovision in there in some way, shape, or form. It just had to be. You can't link up crack off with the UK without working on that system. Jessica, any other questions you've got for Bruce or Julia?
Yeah, I have to ask, if there was one comic world that you both could live in, which one would you like to live in? Bruce, I'll come to you first.
Which comic world? Well, I mean, I grew up with the Marvel universe. That's where I really started. But then as I got more sophisticated with my comics reading, that's when I got into things like American Splendor, which is autobiographical and very gritty, real, you know, life on the streets of Cleveland kind of stuff, which is, by the way, where Dr. Jekyll is centered, in Cleveland, as a nod to the great Harvey Pekar, the late Harvey Pekar in American Splendor. So I would say that it's always the latest project you're working on. That's the universe you inhabit. That's who's speaking to me, the characters. Even as I'm talking to you guys, the characters are like telling me stuff, which sounds schizophrenic, but it's really not. It's my process. But I'd say the universe we're working in right now. It's so exciting working with Julia because she's brought this life to it. This character is so much more real to me. And I just am really enjoying the universe that Julia and I have created.
Julia, what
Thank
about
you.
Yourself?
So, yeah, I guess that I gotta speak now. I feel like no matter what comic universe I would be in, I would be still this artist who just sits in their room drawing all day. But if I were to be like this comic book character, maybe with a superpower doing cool stuff that people actually want to read about, I guess many things could be cool. Marvel or DC, if I had a superpower, I guess it would be cool to be a superhero.
But Julia, you are a superhero. You're a comic artist with the power of illustrations. So it's there. It's done and dusted. We've reached the two final questions, and I'll put the first one to Julia because she won't have experienced this before. Bruce, you'll have had a couple of these before. Julia, have you had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us on the midweek drive this week? Has it been okay for you?
When did you say?
Has the last 40 minutes been okay? Have you enjoyed it? Or is it a case of never again?
Okay.
Never again. I don't want to ever return. Yeah. That's it.
Of course, I enjoyed it. Sorry, I had a communication issue.
Hey, listen, your English is infinitely better than my Polish, so it's, we'll go on that basis. Bruce, what about yourself? Yeah, has it been good for you on this, your third visit to Midweek Drive?
Yeah, the third time is a charm, but the others were charming as well. So, I've had a great time. I always enjoy talking to you, Alex. And Jessica, it's so wonderful to talk to you again as well. Yes, wonderful time.
So the final question, basically, Jessica, would you like to put them to both, to Bruce and Julia? Off you go, Jessica.
Yes, so Bruce and Julia, will you be joining us again soon?
I would say yes, this is Julia's first, I think this is your first podcast, isn't it, Julia? Or at least interview type?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Yes, I think we'll be back. And I think there's going to be a great reaction to Dr. Jekyll, Alien Hunter, especially when Julia goes to some comic cons in Poland. I'll send her a bunch of copies of it so she can take them with her.
We're honored to have actually been the source of Julia's first official podcast, which is wonderful, to Dr. Bruce Olaf Solheim and artist extraordinaire Julia Krasanowska. Huge thanks. Dr. Jekyll Alien Hunter is out, of course. Snark, the animated series, is also out on YouTube and all the other bits and pieces. Anything else, Bruce, you'd like to plug? I mean, Timeless is still out there. Other sort of things, any ways in which people can track you down or keep on updating themselves with all goodness and Solheim-related stuff?
My website, BruceOlavSolheim.com, keeps up with all the things, all my stuff, all the comics, everything is on Amazon. which would be Amazon UK as well. So yeah, that's how you do it. And I just love doing what I'm doing. I've never been happier in my life than the creative ventures that I'm working together with people like Julia and Gary and all the others. So,
and just remind us, Bruce, where exactly are you based in the world today? Are you whereabouts in the US are you based?
I'm going to say Los Angeles because I'm in Los Angeles County. This actual town is called Glendora. So it's kind of in the foothills, San Gabriel Mountains. So that's where I am. Southern California.
Los Angeles, Lincoln, North Carolina, and Krakow. It's almost like Eurovision, but better. And we haven't sung. So there you go. Dr. Bruce Solheim and Julia, Jessica Burtis, of course, keep on keeping on. And many thanks indeed. Be well, everybody.
Thank you.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Dave, oh, nothing's gonna change. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.